every day.
Wednesday, the 24th day of July, 2013. The What's on Your Mind preview program is on the air. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. What's on Your Mind right here on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken. Steve Bakken at the State Fair. He'll join us in a little bit for a preview of what's to come on the program. Wednesday means Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer. Plus, we'll chat with the Fargo Representative Betty Grandy about the heartbeat legislation she fought so hard for being challenged in court. No surprise to anyone, but give her a chance to react to some of that. Coming up on the program today, first we check news headlines, and Mark Scogavo is here, who also will be hosting the Common Sense Club a little later on in the program. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm quite above average.
17 years ago, your tennis partner.
Is it his birthday?
Was born.
Yes. That kid deserves three merit badges. He flew an airplane all by himself to Minneapolis. I'm very proud of Alex.
Yes, so when I say July 24th, I think birthday.
Birthday.
So happy birthday. And I can,
I'm only
able to wish him a happy birthday on the air because he's not listening at this hour. He's out at the lake working on a project for his grandfather, which is typical of the hardworking boy that he is. But he wouldn't like it that we were talking about him here on the radio.
Okay, then. Yeah. Just forget that, then.
Yeah, but I couldn't miss that without...
I'm a lot older than you, young man, but I remember embarrassing all of my children.
Well, I think it's our job as parents, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Looking back, I regret some of the embarrassments that I provoked thereupon.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't do anything and Anthony Weiner-like.
Certainly not.
In embarrassing your
friend. Don't you mean Mr. Danger?
Yeah, well, that was his screen name or something, Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
How's this guy still in the race, for crying out loud? I'm so tired of hearing about him and his twisted behavior.
Oh, I'm glad you said his twisted behavior.
Yeah.
I don't even like his name.
No, I don't either.
No. Something wrong with it.
And Geraldo Rivera.
You know, he was...
ended up in a similar situation.
Well, he's tweeting, a narcissist.
Tweeting a picture of himself.
He's so proud of his 70-year-old body.
Scantily clad, with nothing but a towel on.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. What is the deal with this?
I don't know.
Should we blame this on technology, or...
I think insanity and...
poor behavior.
And narcissism, or? And shamelessness, and... certainly you don't have any respect for the people you send those things to.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Pretty silly.
And were you married to Anthony Weiner, God forbid? Would you...
I'm straight.
I understand.
And he's not my type.
No, I understand, but...
She said she loves him, and she thinks he's made some mistakes, and she's going to forgive and forget and be his Mrs. Mayor.
I think that's what it's about. I think she wants to be Mrs. Mayor.
Oh, it's a big deal to be the mayor of the Big Apple.
She's more concerned about his political career than the fact that he's a scoundrel.
Of course she is. And you know what's ironic? In New York, he's got a real shot at winning.
Because they'll want a pervert as mayor?
Politics starts with name recognition. Tell me who's number two. Tell me. Who's in the race besides Weiner?
Spitzer.
Oh, Spitzer.
Isn't he? Who's he running against? I thought it was Spitzer.
What's a Spitzer?
You know Elliot Spitzer.
Oh, Elliot?
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot Spitzer.
What? Or is he running for something? I can't remember.
Well, is he pure as a driven snow?
No.
I don't Spitzer? Think so. See?
Yeah.
This is the point. Okay, tell me someone that doesn't have serious taints that's running for the mayoral race in New York City. Point being, it's kind of like Goofus 1 and Goofus 2.
Exactly. And by the way, they're all looking to replace Goofus 3.
Yeah, anti-Second Amendment boom Bloomberg, yeah. Bloomin' Idiotberg.
Spitzer's running for comptroller.
Oh.
City comptroller.
Oh.
Different race. Well, I don't know who we need.
You've got to have people that can comptrol themselves.
Speaking of Mayor Bloomberg, we'll get off the scandals in those other races. and talk for a moment about Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City. He has a group, the gun-grabbing group.
Yes.
Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
Mm-hmm. And?
And there was reports yesterday that the mayor was coming to Fargo.
Did everybody get terrified and hide their guns?
I don't know. But anyway, he's not. But his group is. They are planning an event on Monday.
Do they wear little Bloomberg outfits?
In town. I don't know.
It's so pathetic. Think about the exercise of futility. Coming to North Dakota, there will never be a senator from North Dakota that supports taking away people's right to bear arms. Get real.
So maybe you scratch us off your itinerary. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why bother?
There's states like Minnesota that are forcing conservatives out by the thousands. You know, maybe you can pull something off there. But remember what Jesse Ventura did in Minnesota, red state in the Midwest. He got concealed carry in Minnesota.
And
they're just spinning their wheels. We're not. Everybody. The Second Amendment is the amendment that gives the authority and the strength to the people to defend the rest of our rights.
Now, mind you, Fargo Mayor Danny Walliker has been a member of this group.
I think he's second-guessing that ill-advised association.
I think you're right, based on the story in the forum today, because he said basically, you know, he's not gone to any of these meetings in a long time. I've never resigned, here's what he said, but I'm not an active member either, so I don't plan on attending.
Well, you know, the thing is, people get in to this from the point of view that we don't want kids killed with guns. You know, honest to God, most of the people that get into the war against gun violence really are in it for that stated purpose. They hate the idea of innocent people being killed with guns. So they've been tricked in, duped in by the socialists to believe that the guns do the killing. It's crazy people, mean people, evil people that shoot another human being to death. It has nothing to do with the gun. It's like driving a truck into somebody. You can't repeal all guns, all trucks.
We asked a question on our Facebook page about what message you'd like shared with Mayor Bloomberg.
Was it obscene?
With his trip into town?
I bet you got a few responses, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yeah. How much are we up to now? 62, I think. So there's a fair amount of... we'll share some of those today on the program, okay? We'll get into those. What else are we going to tell you about? A Democratic leader, Max Schneider, has called for the resignation of Senator Joe Miller, a legislator from Northeast North Dakota, because of a drunk driving charge.
Oh.
Is this politics, or do you think this is a genuine concern for a fellow member here and conduct on becoming a legislator?
Well, I don't know the person that got a DWI.
I do.
But the real question is his... how many people listening to this radio, remember that North Dakota is the number one beer drinking state in the union per capita.
Right.
How many people in North Dakota have ever been driving over 0.8 or whatever the legal limit is? You know, the question is, does he have a drinking problem that impairs his work? Certainly his reputation, his example of driving while impaired is a black mark on his character. No doubt about that. But does he have a problem, and does it affect his work? If he doesn't have a problem and it doesn't affect his work, then it is nothing but politics.
Yeah. And part of a sentence, he'll undergo treatment and an evaluation, I should say, to see whether he needs treatment. So a lot of that will be dealt with anyway. I think it's sort of the sad state of the Democratic Party in North Dakota that you have to...
But you don't care.
Seek out resignations.
Character matters.
To get
you know, if you can't beat somebody on the issues, you gotta discount his character, his appearance, his associations.
Does the fact that they dealt with DUI legislation matter? I mean, they tried to tie those two in.
Hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean that's what
sure.
That's what they're using.
You know, it talks to the hypocrisy issue, which if you can paint a guy as a hypocrite, he's in trouble.
Republicans, including Senator John Hoeven, are threatening to block taking up an energy efficiency bill until Democrats move forward with the Keystone XL pipeline. One question we're asking, whether or not Republicans need to be more forceful in pressing the Keystone pass line.
Absolutely.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
They're not doing enough.
they're like a bunch of schmoos wanting to get along with the good old boy club. That's why we want to support people that have got barracuda-like teeth like Liz. We want people with muscle and backbone in the United States Senate. I'd love to see Michelle in there and Sarah Palin and, you know, Larry Roden from South Dakota.
But Liz, you mentioned being Liz Cheney in Wyoming.
We need people. You can't argue. You can't debate. You can't negotiate fundamental compromise that destroys our country, like raising taxes and spending on stupid things that, you know, you can't negotiate with. Most of the stuff the Democrats bring up is absurd and wrong and hurtful. You can't negotiate with that.
There you go. Some headlines we're following for you today. More as we go throughout the program. Mark will be back with sports at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. This is the What's on Your Mind preview.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your mind. A question we ask every morning on 550 K-Fire, on KCJB 910 AM out of Minot, KLTC out of Dickinson, and of course these two stations as well, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. And it's great fun chatting with folks all across the Northern Plains. Today our guests will include North Dakota State Representative Betty Grandy. She was the author of the heartbeat legislation that is being challenged in court, and have the folks from the Fargo Abortion Clinic quite thrilled with the ruling. What now? We'll talk about the specific comments of the judge, of critics, and give Betty a chance to respond to all of that today on the program. And Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. He joins us for a talk radio town hall every Wednesday, The Word from Washington, and we're going to talk with him about a number of issues as well. Steve Bakken joins me, and we'll take your calls. Steve's back at the State Fair today, and what kind of judging do they have you doing today? Milk?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to find some utter balm later.
Some utter balm?
Utter balm.
Yeah, are you going to be doing the milking of the cows, or are you judging the milking
informed,
of the cows?
I was informed I'm supposed to give a demonstration of how to milk the cow before the competition. I'm going to say I'm not a little rusty. I'm a lot rusty.
But you actually have milked a cow before.
Yes. Actually, the last time I milked something was a goat. But so what's the protocol? Do I have to buy her a glass of wine, take her to dinner? What is the protocol to milk a cow?
Now, have you been told you'll be given a few instructions before you have to? I mean, you're the instructor here. I'm a little concerned for the participants.
No, I'm not the instructor, but they did say that as the MC, I should probably demonstrate and show them how to. Just saying, it's been a while.
Maybe it's supposed to bolster their confidence.
I say, look, that. Okay.
Yeah,
make them look good. That sheds so much more light on the subject.
Exactly.
That makes complete sense.
The group that I know you're fond of, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, has announced that they are coming to North Dakota on Monday. Now, we first heard Mayor Michael Bloomberg was going to be here. Now, I guess he chickened out. He's not going to be here after all. But
that's my question, is which mayors? Isn't Mayor Wallaker of Fargo also a member of that?
He is, although he's backing off from that membership a little bit, saying, I don't go to any. I'm not active, I think is what he said. I'm not an active member. I haven't resigned, but I'm not an active member. I've only attended one of their events. My take on that is that
would be like somebody saying you're Catholic and then not going to church, so you're not an active member then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think. Given all the guff that he's gotten for it, he's not real happy that he joined the group, and probably, it says here, his inactivity in the Mayoral Gun Control Coalition, he's only attended one meeting since joining in 2007, is not because of the group's recent history with Hyde Camp. Wallaker has been distancing himself from the group for years. Wallaker has been distancing himself from the group for years, he said, primarily because he doesn't want to get involved in big city politics that has little to do with Fargo.
Then resign from the organization. If you're not involved because you don't believe in it, then don't be part of it.
I still think Mayor Denny got duped into, sort of the early on in his tenure. Hey, this is Bloomberg wants me to be part of a group, and more about, being in a group that included the New York mayor than it did about the tenets of the organization and membership. But because he got so much guff, didn't want to be cowering.
I could see him joining a group that was more aligned with, say, a Minneapolis mayor.
Well, they're almost...
New York?
They're almost as bad down there.
Yeah.
The big city mayors are just gun grabbers. But there have been a few mayors that have dropped, I understand, lately from the group, so maybe it would be a good time for Denny to say adios amigos. I'm not sure they're coming here because of Denny Wallaker. In fact, he says he didn't even know about this till he read about it in the paper, saw a story in the Forum that they were planning an event here. I'm guessing they're coming because of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's not...
if you were going to guess that where they're pointing their finger and trying to put pressure on, I'm guessing it would be Senator Heitkamp.
What do you want to, any message for the group that you'd like to pass along on behalf of What's On Your Mind listeners? Or...
Get out.
Get out as in don't come to North Dakota. We don't want to hear from you.
You don't live in North Dakota, so don't try to push your agenda on North Dakota. That would be like me going to New York and trying to push an agenda that had no bearing on my life because I don't live there.
All right.
Leave people alone.
Leave people alone. Leave our state.
We enjoy the Second Amendment. Give us the latitude to enjoy those freely.
So leave our state and leave our guns alone. That's your message for
him. Exactly.
We have lots of messages for him on our Facebook page, and I'd rather talk about that than Anthony Weiner. What is it with the what's in the water in New York anyway? Wow. This is really
disturbing. Yesterday was an interesting day politically. There were Wieners in the news, and that's just...
What else? What else besides Anthony Weiner was interesting to you?
You know, as more and more dirt comes out on this guy, I don't know how... That's somebody that really should not be in political office.
Yeah, yet his wife is standing by him, and... I think she likes that idea.
It's her choice, and I hope that works out for her, but frightening.
Yeah, I think that's a fair word, for sure. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer, we'll tackle student loan reform bill, trying to get it out of the Senate, his efforts to get the Obama administration to end their attempts to rewrite coal mining. The House did pass some education reform that took on some of the tenets of the No Child Left Behind. He was excited about that. And, of course, no matter what we want to talk about or are in the headlines, very often the callers have a different idea, which is just fine. That's the idea. We ask the question, what's on your mind? We live it. So whatever you want to ask Congressman Kevin Cramer. I've been trying to ask him a question for 3 weeks about these electromagnetic pulse caucus and Byron Dorgan's book Gridlock, talking about the possibility of a power grid meltdown in the United States.
Good
calling
God.
On his in his tenets as a public service commission member previously in North Dakota. I wanted to I've been wanting to ask that question for 3 weeks.
I just thought of this. The easiest way for you to answer that question may be to be called into the show.
Yeah, exactly. I might have called into our own show, for crying out loud. But anyway, I'm not whining. I'm just telling you that a lot of folks have questions and comments, and we hope that's the case for today as well, because that's why he's here every Wednesday, taking an hour out of his busy schedule as a member of Congress to answer your questions on the program today. All right, Steve, get set. We'll let you do a little warm-up for that milking contest, and chat with you in a bit here, okay?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When Nesset Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nesset Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for Nesset Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt.
Days of doubt, who has those?
Yeah, every honest person, brother.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I feel like God gave me you, brother.
Likewise. My partner in crime here, checking news and sports and manning the Common Sense Club in such a most able fashion, as you will do later on this very radio program on KTGO following Rush Limbaugh and right here on AM 1100. Right after Steve and I.
The Rush is a master.
Yes.
And funny.
Humorous.
He is a humorous man.
You need a little humor in these challenging times.
Yes, you do.
Don't you?
I don't think the neighbors where I live were humored about 1 o'clock in the morning as I shrieked and cheered and played my trombone.
When the Twins won, that's what you did?
7 runs in the 10th inning.
You're on California time today.
Ooh. But you know what? See, we had a royal event happen. Just before the game, Prince Joe Mauer got a call. Your Twins are about ready to be eliminated from the interior part of Princess Matty, your bride. Get home. So then Chris Herrmann...
How cool is that that Joe Mauer has twins?
I mean...
As a member of the Twins.
This man is a magical man. He's magical. And, one of my nephew's wives actually does her hair and knew that marriage was impending way before and had to keep her mouth shut and was just giggly because...
You have a connection.
The people in Minnesota, a lot of people regard them as a royal couple. I mean, this is a big deal. It's much, much smaller than what's going on over there with... I don't know if they've decided to name the new royal emanation Steve Martin, as Steve Martin was hoping, but, you know, they're going to come up with a name soon.
Steve Martin.
That's what he said. Name the baby Steve Martin. He said, congratulations. Name him Steve Martin.
He did,
yeah,
right?
He said it Twitter.
I missed that.
But anyway, the long story short is...
So you're saying this is more important royalty to
me, it is.
Us average Joes.
It is.
No pun intended.
So he leaves. He couldn't even play. Half an hour before the game, Chris Herrmann finds out you're starting. He says, all right. Gets 3 hits. And handles this wonderful young guy, Kyle Gibson, who's been, his ERA has been right around 6. He's caught him in the minors. He caught him. People don't know how important the relationship between catcher and pitcher is. And they had some magic. Only 2 bad pitches, 2 home runs. His first 2 home runs that Gibson had ever given up as a major league leaguer. Well, anyway, long story short, a great closer, all-star Perkins gives up a double in the 9th inning so that LA Angels tie us. We go to extra innings. So all of a sudden the bases are loaded and up comes Chris Herrmann. Now the Twins have not had a grand slammer all year. A grand salami. Chris Herrmann, the rookie, his second game for the Twins or so, third, you know, just a handful of at-bats. He's already got two singles. Out of here. Grand slam home run. Well, I mean, I was so happy, but I thought, I looked for the police for the next 15 minutes, especially my trombone and tambourine, you know. It was pretty wild. And if that wasn't enough.
Did you hoot and holler?
Oh, I hooted and hollered. I did. Yeah. And the walls are thin. You know, you know, for $13 a month, you don't get the best kind of rent. Nice neighbors, though. They didn't call the police. So, you know, you got to test your neighbors, folks. You got to find the parameters of your relationships. You know?
There you go.
Anyway, so how fun is that? And then Florimond gets up and pops another home run. So the Twins score 7 runs in the 10th inning.
Now, I want to know, did Joe Mauer get home in time for his wife to deliver?
I haven't heard whether she's headed or not. Okay. She was just in labor, so we'll find that out.
So he left before the game?
He did.
They said, you got to get back.
Yeah. So he'll be gone again today, and, you know, he's been swinging a hot bat. He's been getting 2-3 hits almost every game.
Is that pretty common when a Major League Baseball player's wife delivers or they leave the team? I hope
so. It didn't used to be. That's a new thing probably in the last 10 years of father's rights. And he'll get at least 3 days, depending on how long and protracted the process is. But
they
no,
should. I mean, they should. You know, no baseball game is more important than the birth of a child.
And, you know, another thing I like, even if a grandmother passes or somebody that really matters in the family, that they can go have some grieving time. No, there's some real humanity. In fact, you used to have 1-year contract. So the stories were that you'd break a knuckle or break a hand or something or hurt yourself in your back playing in extreme pain because your job's on the line every game. But now we have longer term contracts, more civility. And
I'm glad Joe headed home.
So this means that the Twins,
when they win,
have won their third series in a row. Because even if they win, they got a day game today. But this is a pretty big deal.
So there's no danger of your neighbors being awakened in the middle of the night.
No, thankfully. No, yeah. And you know, and nobody threw anything, and no banging on the wall. I lived in a place in Minneapolis, really a bad place. And every time I walked to the bathroom,
why do you call it a bad place?
Well, because it was very thin, and I was on the third floor, and I had a maniac troll live beneath me.
A maniac troll.
Yeah. Every time I would go to the bathroom, he'd take out a broom and whack on the floor, on the ceiling. And then he'd come running up. He'd get drunk. He'd come running up there, pound on the door, and said, "Sounds like an elephant up here." Well, I was trying to lose weight. Come on. And he'd just bang on the wall, just scream. Well, my son got so intimidated, he said, "I'm never coming there again." It's just awful.
Yeah.
Because his kids were, you know, they'd run and play and scamper, and the guy's banging and screaming and swearing and bleary-eyed.
Wow.
Threatening to call the police. And he was a troll, I think. And he'd come up there, and he'd have cabbage hanging out of his mouth and just blood on his fingers. It was insane.
Yikes.
Yeah, he's a real bad...
Scarred you, obviously.
I'm terrified for life. It makes me itch just thinking about him.
Yeah.
His name was Troy the Troll.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that was his birth certificate thing.
Well, anyway, glad to hear your neighbors are better now.
Oh, they're much better.
Putting up with your cheering for the Twins. Red Hawks win.
Oh, yeah.
7-5.
They had an exuberant inning of their own in a grand slam. Isn't that fun that they... They led the way to the Twins. They showed how a grand slam can occur. To give you an idea how rare this is, the Twins didn't have a grand slam prior to last night.
This year. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I mean, it's a real big boom-bah.
It's fun. Yeah.
So if you've ever seen a grand slam, folks, I saw one that Harmon Killebrew hit, and it was absolutely ecstatic. I almost fainted.
A grand slam in the...
In the old stadium.
In extra innings or something, too.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, you know.
Only thing could have been better if it would have been at home. The fact it was out in L.A., it was not any fun for those people. It's kind of like, here they are in a tight game, 4-4, you know, and they're on their edge of the feet, seat, you know, bases loaded. Will he strike them out or not?
How many out?
And I think there was no outs.
Oh, okay.
Or one. Anyway, and then... That's, you talk about popping a balloon. That's really, it's all over. And if that wasn't bad enough, up comes Florimond and does it again. I'm sorry. Forgive me for laughing at another man's pain.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about the vicarious aspects of sports.
Exactly right. You've talked about some positive baseball stories. How about A-Rod?
Yeah, A-Rod's no retreat. He's going to stand up. He's going to defend himself. He's not going to take this sitting out. He's not going to take a 100-game suspension, folks.
He's trying to make a deal here, right?
He's trying to make a deal, but it's I'm afraid that the patience has worn out. Baseball said we can't do this anymore. A-Rod's legacy, he's done it to himself. And if he's guilty, and it looks like he is, especially with Brown confessing, he is a minor footnote to history. One of the greatest players, probably the top 5 or 10 that all ever played the game, and totally contaminated by what he's done.
Should Major League Baseball take his awards away, knowing what we know now?
The question is, if they could determine with any reasonable sense what of his records were provoked by drugs, you got to think about it. Certainly you can't say, I think Roger Maris has still got some very profound legitimacy in the home run world, because his amazing accomplishment without any doubt was not steroid enhanced. But, you know, did you hear about Rodgers, the quarterback for Green Bay? Well, Brown is a really tight buddy of his. And a guy by the name of an NFL fan named Sutton said, hey, your buddy's doing drugs. And he said, absolutely not. I'll bet you a year's salary. I know this. He couldn't possibly do that. Well, now he's calling in his bet, this Sutton guy from Rodgers, who, if he's going to be a man of his word, needs to give him $4.5 million. Because
couldn't he buy a steak dinner or something?
Because Brown, the guy did say he'd settle for just one game, which would be $250,000.
He's lowering the bar.
Well, but you know, imagine Rogers got to think about this. He made a bet. Is he a man? Is he a man of the West? Is he a man of honor?
Well, it's illegal to bet.
Oh, well, that's right. He was just being rhetorical. But then there's one other fascinating thing about sports that I got to touch, because it touches on so much of the Tea Party that we've been involved in. Do you know how much it costs Lefty in taxes of the 2.17 money that he won at the British and the Scottish Open in 2 weeks?
Tell me.
61%. California's take 13%. You're talking 1.3 million, 2.5, over $250,000 just to California. He's got to move. It's just outrageous. But the British government's taking a big chunk, and then the U.S. government. Isn't that sad? 13% of that going to California. After his winning almost 2.2 million in two events, he's only going to take home $840,000. That, you know, I'm sorry. That just isn't right. That just isn't right. Certainly, you know, he could live in any number of tax-free states like South Dakota and save $250,000. I think he should have the right to manage that. Certainly, he'd have some serious, imagine if he lived in any state, he would be paying some serious sales tax, some property tax. You know that. He'd be a great asset anywhere. I'd love to welcome him here.
There you go. I'm with you.
So anyway, that's the sports and commentary.
Vikings and Mankato agreed to a new 3-year training camp contract.
That's good. Mankato loves it.
It's kind of cool.
It is, yeah.
Common Sense Club coming up later on. You ready to go?
Yeah, and you know what?
Leon Francis will be here today.
Everybody's got to come. Leon Francis has quit smoking because of my 28-day ceasefire. I'm going to spend 2 hours helping people quit. We're going to aim them towards the seminar. Anybody that you know that smokes, their life is in danger, and I'm going to teach them how to beat this demon.
Stay tuned.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources.
Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The glow shoots up to the stony ground. There's no road, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
What's on your mind coming up moments away when we ask that very question? What's on your mind? Steve Bakken at the North Dakota State Fair. He'll be judging a milking contest today. And part of that actually will be demonstrating how to milk a cow, believe it or not. Oh, to be in my not for that. Wouldn't that be something? Guests on the program today include Representative Betty Grandy. She's a member of the North Dakota Legislature. She was the House sponsor of the heartbeat legislation that said once a heartbeat is detectable, you no longer can abort that baby. That piece of legislation has been challenged in court and stopped. Well, I guess there's an injunction while it awaits a full court hearing. Not unexpected, but we'll talk with Betty about that. A lot of calls about that yesterday. And generally when we get a lot of calls on a particular topic that we didn't even bring up, it was what you brought up, we say, all right, let's get some more answers for you. And so that's why we're doing that today, to follow up on that news this week. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in the final hour. Just got an email question for Kevin regarding a piece of legislation introduced calling for the establishment of a special congressional committee to investigate the Benghazi attack and the Obama administration's handling of it in the weeks that followed. An opportunity for a comprehensive investigation that connects all the dots and holds people accountable. Evidently, 120 members of Congress have co-sponsored it. It's House Resolution 36. And the emailer is wondering if Congressman Cramer has signed on to that. So we're going to ask him about that today on the program and lots of other things. Student loan rate debate continues to wage on. He had a little tussle with a top administration official on coal this week. So that and much more. We'll also ask him about what's going on over in the Senate on the Keystone XL pipeline thing. It's just ridiculous how that continues to be languishing. Anyway, this is the segment we tell you about weather for this Wednesday. So allow me, first of all, tell you how we're looking around the state weather-wise at this hour. Clear and 62 in Fargo with the relative humidity at 80%. Winds are calm. Grand Forks, 65 and partly cloudy. 70% humidity with a northeast wind at 2. Tioga, clear, 63, 100% humidity. Winds northwest, west-northwest at 8. Williston, 67 and clear, 88% humidity with a northwest wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Jamestown, 60, partly cloudy, 86% humidity with calm winds. And there you have a little sense of where we're sitting right now. I want to run through the forecast for today. Let's start in the valley. Middle of the week. Wednesday. Here's what you can expect. Today through a good chunk of the weekend. Slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. Those will come after 11 a.m. today. Mostly sunny. We'll hit 80 degrees. West-southwest wind at 3 to 7 tonight. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 59. A west-southwest wind at 5 miles an hour becoming calm in the evening. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Partly sunny with a high near 76. Chance of precip at about 30%. Light and variable wind becoming north-northwest at 5 to 10 in the morning. New rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 53. Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 70. Friday night, clear, a low around 47. 47! July. Saturday, sunny, high near 72. And we'll warm back up to 50 on Saturday night. All right, in the oil patch, here's what you can expect. Patchy fog until about 10 this morning, and then we'll burn off. We'll have a sunny day at a high near 81 degrees today. 81 Williston, 76 Tioga. Northwest wind at 7 to 10. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, mainly between midnight and 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy, low 52. North wind at 5 to 8. Chance of precip tonight, though, 70%. And as much of a quarter of an inch, maybe even higher in thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the patch, mainly before 7 a.m. Mostly sunny, high near 69. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 40. High near 69. With the west wind at east wind rather at 7 to 9 miles an hour tomorrow. Friday. Friday night mostly clear, 44. Saturday sunny and a high near 75. That is your forecast for our listening audience. Next up, we're joined by 550 K Fire, KCJB, KLTC, joining AM 1100 the flag, AM 1090 the flag in the Bakken, and we will ask the question, what's on your mind? Here's the telephone number. Would you do us a big favor and put this in your speed dial and get ready to sound off on the news of the day? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Taking your calls next, we'll open up the phones on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.